Okay, so those that have a general recollection, we're on Chafei Amin Beis. We're talking about the case of the Chassan and the Shoshvinim. So the Gemara identified two different reasons why the Chassan might be potter from the Sukkah. You want to remember what those two reasons might be? Tzar Chassan, that we said needs to be understood. Tzar Chassan, Rashi says, what's going to happen? How is there going to be Tzar Chassan? Five lines up from the bottom, Shamakom Tsar Pasuach. The area of the sukkah is a little bit limited and it's open. She'ein la ela shalosh tefanos. It only has three walls. Ubosh l'sachikim kalasel. Therefore, he's going to be someone very inhibited in the way that he interacts with his kala. We said it doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to otherwise be intimate. Now he can't be intimate. It doesn't necessarily mean that. Somehow, the way he's interacting with her is being inhibited. We'll have to come back to that. And the other idea of yichud also needs to be understood, which was the other reason that the Gemara presented. As we said, what kind of yichud is there here? Now you're talking about Zayin Yimei Mishta, there's people there. So Rashi explains that what's going to happen, the chassan's going to have to go down from the roof where they used to build the sukkahs and go to take care of his personal tzrachim, and she's going to be left there. She's going to be left there with presumably other people. So we raise a number of problems with that idea of yichud. One of the main ones being that he's going to come back any moment. Why is that yichud? Right? As long as there's a mirsas that anyone could come in at any moment, that's not called alone. It's not called alone. And even if he's not going to come in any moment, we have another idea called ba'al bi'ir. When a person's husband is in the same city, so also there's a certain sense of not being alone, which allows for a situation which would otherwise be yichud. Right? So we have to really explain what the Gemara means when the Gemara says yichud, and it's not simple. And maybe to flesh out a little bit further the idea of Tzar Chassan. But before we did that, we went on to try to understand why the Shoshvinim and the Bnei Achuppah should be pater. So the Gemara identifies two reasons why the Chassan himself is pater. But what about the Shoshvinim and the Bnei Achuppah? So that's a machlokas in the Rishonim. So the Ran and the Meiri had one approach, and the Ravid had a different approach, maybe the same as the Ra'ah. What was the reason it was given by the Ran and the Meiri? Avi, remember? No? Anyone? Daniel? Osek Mitzah, Patam and Mitzah. Right, take a quick look, just by way of quick reminder. Anyone that has a sheet that I gave out, basically that has the discussion of the mitzvah. Right, the mitzvah of, so we're not going to refer to it specifically at the moment, but the sheet that we used yesterday goes through the sugya of Simchas Chassan and Kala. So there is a mitzvah known as Bim Sameach Chassan and Kala.
Are there more other sheets?
So from yesterday?
Yeah.
Not at the moment. If anyone wants one, if you let me know, I'll try to send it to you or bring more in tomorrow. The sheet from yesterday, the Mar Makomos, the Mar Brachos, and... Yeah.
Where was it from?
The sheet that I prepared. Right, but the Ran on Dafir Alpham and Beis, the Ran Dafir Alpham and Beis explains that what's the reason why the Shoshvinim are potter from the Sukkah? Mishum the Oskin b'mitzvah. The Oskin mitzahin. They're Osek b'mitzvah. The Miri also said the same thing, that they're Osek b'mitzvah and therefore they're potter min mitzvah. So we raised a number of questions on that theory. If it's Osek mitzvah, potter mitzvah, why they putter the entire week? Why they putter every moment of the day? And the Miri himself already says that it's true, there's no Simchas Chassan and Kala taking place early in the morning or late at night, and nonetheless, they're putter all day, and he gives his reason, which we'll have to come back to. But then we saw the Ravid rejected the whole notion of Osik Mitzvah Putter and Mitzvah. What was the Ravid's reason? It's not Osik Mitzvah Putter and Mitzvah. Ella, what is it?
Tsar.
Some form of tsar that's going to be created if we send the Shoshvinim and the Neachuppah out to the Sukkah. They'll say they feel very badly they can't be Mesameach with the Chassan. Therefore, they'll be with tsar, and therefore, they'll be Pater. Okay?
It's not the din of Mitzar, though, Sukkah, right?
I don't know. Why are you saying that?
Because we said that is just tsar to Mamela. This doesn't seem like the same thing at all.
Well, what did we say Tzar the Mele meant? We said Tzar the Mele meant that there's a condition in the Sukkah which is causing the Tzar.
Some of the
right?
Right.
So what were some of the examples? Rashi said one type of tzar that's created by the sukkah, condition that's created by the sukkah, is the heat, or the cold, or the smell, or the flies. They're out in the sukkah. So the rabbit seems to be extending that and saying, what's the mitzvah in a sukkah over here? Mitzvah patam in a sukkah. By being out in the sukkah alone, I'm mitzvah. It's almost, he's comparing it, it would seem that he's comparing it to something that exists in the sukkah. I don't know, we'll call it loneliness. Loneliness is in the sukkah. It's the absence of the chasam. The absence of the chasam. So this is the type of tzar that if I go out of the sukkah, it will be alleviated. Right? It's not like the tzar of the Avel. The tzar of the Avel is the tzar that he takes with him wherever he goes. It's not specifically because of the sukkah, although we saw the approach of the Rishon that wanted to say, well, he really wants to be alone. He wants to be more upset. He wants to stay inside to be more upset. So by going out in the sukkah and being with everyone else, he's really causing him tzar that he can't be alone. So that is a tzar from the sukkah. That was rejected by most of the other Rishonim because it was a little bit radical. But this is certainly more similar to a condition that's really in the sukkah, that's inherent in the sukkah. What is it? It's the absence of the chasam. This person is not there. This person is not there. I'm very upset. I don't want to be here without that person. So if I leave, I'll be with that person. That seems to be what the rabbi is saying. It's a chiddush. Definitely a chiddush. See, the ra'az lashon was a little bit different. The ra'az lashon was, he doesn't use the lashon of tsar. He says that the chisaron is in teshu kein tadur. Right? The ra'az lashon was that the chisaron is in terms of teshu kein tadur. Meaning by forcing the shoshvinim out to the sukkah, to force the b'nei chuppah out to the sukkah, you're creating a situation where they're living in the sukkah is not in line with teshuk ein tadira. How so? Because normally, how would they rejoice during this period of time? To get out the chasam. Right? They would never be in a home, in a living situation where they would separate themselves or segregate themselves from the chasam and kala. So now you tell me, it's sukkah's time, go out to the sukkah, be by myself without the chasam and kala? That's a chisaron, teshu kein tadur. That's what the Ra'a is saying. It's similar to saying that they're mitzdar. Just speaking more globally. So he's getting away from the problem of calling it a tsar, and then having to worry about, is it like a tsar of heat and cold? You don't really have to say necessarily that it's a tsar. Just say that this is not the normal way that a person is in his sukkah. Right? We went through all those cases of... I'm getting a lot of blank faces. I'm not sure why. Teshu kein tadur. We saw a couple of cases where the Gemara invoked that concept of Teshu kein tadur. The Rishonim brought it up. One of the examples was Tosfos.
That means what?
That you must dwell in the sukkah the way you live in your house.
What does that have to do
with this case?
With the friend
Chassan.
Being in the sukkah.
Right. So if you remember, Tosfos says on Chavav, let's all take a look for a second. On 26a, Chafav Amrav. Just one second. Chafav Amrav, Hoche Drachim. Does everyone see it?
Which line?
It's Tosos. It's the third Tosos down on the page. Chafav Amrav, 26a. Daniel, you want to read it? You feeling up to it?
Yeah, I'll do it. Hoche Drachim Daniel.
Am I going to translate for you? Are you going to translate for me? So why don't you try?
He goes on his way during the day.
Hochei derachim bayom. Those people that travel, they travel by day. Right? They travel by day. So they're potter during the time of their travels. They're not potter when they're camping. When they're sleeping, they're not potter. Teshu Ke'en Tadiru. This pitur, this exemption for the Holchei Derachim, is learned out from the concept of Teshu Ke'en Tadiru. Right? What do you mean, Teshu Ke'en Tadiru? Shekeshem. Nimna. Milotzes, Ladarach. All right, stop. before we get to Mitzdar, what still is the saying over here? That the reason why the traveler is putter from the sukkah during his travel is because it wouldn't make sense to tell him that you're not allowed to travel. Why wouldn't it make sense to tell him that you're not allowed to travel? Because even a person in his home doesn't stay under house arrest. He doesn't say, well, I can't leave. I can never go out. No. Teshu kain tediru means that I treat the sukkah like I treat my house. Do I occasionally go out of my house? Oh, occasionally you go out of your sukkah. I don't require that you stay in the sukkah every moment, because that would be unreasonable. That's not teshu kain tediru. So now you tell me teshu kain tediru allows for some going out of your sukkah. So it sounds like the Ra'ah is using a similar approach. When would I not go out of my house? Sometimes I do go out of my house, but when would I not go out of my house? I would not go out of my house if a chassan and kala are there. I'm not going to go and be someplace else. I'm part of this wedding party and I have a chassan and kala there. I'm going to leave? No. That's not teshu kain tediru. I wouldn't do that. I would dafka stay there and be mesameach with them. So now you're going to force me out into the sukkah? That's violative of teshu kain tediru from the other perspective. Over here, teshu kain tediru tells you that you're allowed to leave, because you would normally leave. Sometimes teshu kain tediru tells you, no, you don't go into the sukkah, because that's not normal. Right? Yes, no? No, that's sufficient.
It's not normal for you to leave your house during dinner either. But no one's going to say teshu kain tediru, so you shouldn't go eat in the sukkah.
No, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. The sukkah is your house. The sukkah becomes your home.
Yeah.
Now, what would you do in your home? Well, if it's raining, you're not going to stay there. If it's hot, you're not going to stay there. If it's too cold, you're not going to stay there. If there's flies, you're not going to stay there. That's the way you treat your home. You treat the sukkah the same way. Are you ever allowed to leave your house? Yeah. Then you're allowed to be holchei drachim. Would you leave your house because if you had guests, would you walk out and go eat someplace else? No.
So that means you can't leave your sukkah?
No, that means you're not mechuyev to be in the sukkah.
But you wouldn't leave your house...
No, understand. If you had a guest, right... Would you go and sit someplace where the guest wasn't? No, you'd be with the guest.
Right.
So now your guest is not here.
But that doesn't mean that you have to be in the house. It means that you don't have to be.
Yeah, I don't care where you are. I could be anywhere. In this case, the only reason why you're going there is because to be with the chassan. So you have to be wherever he is. If he's eating outside, you can eat outside. Right. It's not a din in being in your house. It's a din in that you don't have to be in your dira. Dira Sarai.
By the chola, do we say that everyone has eaten the sukkah?
Chola umisham shehem. The ones that are necessary for him. The ones that need to take care of him are pater from the sukkah.
Yeah, but everyone should be pater.
Who's everyone?
Anyone who's in the house.
Anyone who's related? Anyone who's in the family?
Anyone who's around.
Anyone who's around.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because if you're going to say that the thing that's puttering from the sukkah is the fact that he's a guest, or, you know.
No, I didn't mean.
So it's not normal for you to abandon
right,
someone.
I shouldn't
like
have
that.
Said guest.
So
I should,
it, shouldn't
I,
be that, it should be that way about anything.
I don't mean any guest. I'm saying specifically in the context of a Simchas Chasan and Kala. You have a gathering specifically for the purpose of making merry with the Chasan and Kala. You're not going to say, okay, you guys go over there, we're going to go over here. Why don't you guys go eat in the gazebo, we'll eat in the house. You wouldn't do that. You're right. A guest might have been overstated.
We'll say a guest where there's a mitzvah to eat with the guest.
Right, well, there's a specific reason to eat with this person, and that's the whole reason for the gathering. You're not going to start separating yourselves. Right? So the Ra'ah, I think that's what the Ra'ah means when he says Teshu Kain Tediru. Mishum Teshu Kain Tediru means what Tosa says it means. That there are times when you dafka leave your house, and there are times when you dafka won't leave your house. So to force me into the sukkah doesn't make sense. Yes, no? He's not specifically using the rule of tsar, and it could be that he means just what the Ravid means, or it could mean that he's trying to stay away from using the lashon of tsar for a specific reason, because then you're forced into trying to explain how that's a condition in the sukkah. But I think you can. I think it's not unreasonable to say that this tsar is a tsar in the sukkah, like the other things are tsar in the sukkah.
Why?
Yes. Before we get further into the Ravid, I want to point out, Pesach made a good ha'arad during Hachanah time. What's the nafkamina between these two, or a nafkamina between these two approaches? The approach of Tsar, meaning the Ravid's approach and the Ra'ah's approach, and the approach of the Ran and the Meiri, who say that the Torah is osek mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. When do you have to have this wedding take place in order to be pater for the Ran? Is that?
Before.
Why? If you tell me that the patur is predicated on osek b'mitzvah, right? Meaning now I have two mitzvahs. What, how am I going to choose one over the other? Oh, because I'm osek in one. I'm osek in one. Now we said another thing that we mentioned yesterday, which I think bears repeating, is that from here you see another raya to the fact that osek mitzvah derabbanan patazi from a mitzvah daraisa. The mitzvah of being mesameh chasan kal is derabbanan. What mitzvah are you potentially pushing off here? The mitzvah of yeshiva besoka, which is mitzvah daraisa. So even though we had the shaila previously, does a mitzvah derabbanan push off a mitzvah daraisa or not? Here you see a good raya that it does. At least according to those that say the patur is osek mitzvah patur mitzvah. But now you also have to say that the wedding took place prior to the chiyuv sukkah. Because now I'm involved in the mitzvah of being mesameh chasan and kala. I'm osek in simchas chasan and kala. Oh, if I'm osek in simchas chasan and kala, now I'll say what? Osek mitzvah, patur mitzvah. But let's say, now again, it could be another problem with saying this, but let's say the wedding were to take place in Chol HaMoed. Let's say that would happen. Why is that another problem? Anyone know?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, let's say the wedding took place on Chol HaMoed. Just for argument's sake.
Because you have a deraisa, the first one.
No, but here I'm saying I got married previously and I'm pushing off the deraisa. But now the wedding took place in the middle of sukkahs. Will I say now I don't sit in the sukkah? Well,
yeah, you can't get married.
I wouldn't push off the mitzvah anymore because not osek. What's the osek mitzvah? I'm osek in the mitzvah of sukkah. I'm not going to push off. And I might say that I'm pater from that. But there's another problem with in ma'arvim simcha b'simcha. So just a practical thing that you might not be able to get married in Chol HaMoed. But according to the Ran, it has to be. And the Meiri says as much that it has to be that the wedding took place first. What's that? You could do Kedusha. Right. Shema Yakti Yimanu Acher. So that's. You can be a Kaddisha. But you won't have Shabbat Brachas then. No, the Gemara says that even on Chol HaMoed you could do Eirsin. If you're worried that someone else is going to hone in on your target and someone's going to chop her up, then you could try to preempt him and be ma'aris him. But you won't have Shabbat Brachas then, so that won't factor in here. But according to the Ravid, does it matter when you get married? Would it matter when you get married according to the Ravid?
No.
No, why not?
Assuming that the mitzvah, I mean,
if it's a mitzvah to be misameh with the chasan and kala, and that which paters me is the tzar, yeah. So I don't care if you got married first or the sukkah came first, because once it comes time to sit in the sukkah, you're going to be b'tzar. It's similar to what to a case where you sat in the sukkah for 3 days and it started raining in the middle. You don't say, well, now there's no patur because you're already involved in the other mitzvah. No, it's nothing to do with osek b'mitzvah. It's tzar. So if the tzar comes once you're in the middle of the mitzvah, you're pater. Right? You don't need a situation where the wedding came first, according to the Ravid. And that's an important point.
Oh, because he doesn't follow
that. It's not osek b'mitzvah.
He doesn't know that simple is a mitzvah.
No, I'm not saying that. Even if it is a mitzvah. It won't matter if it's a mitzvah. It doesn't matter if it's a mitzvah. Because he says, what the reason why I'm pater is not because I'm osek b'mitzvah.
But he's saying if you do it before, then it could also be from that.
Who, the Raven?
Yeah. So he has two reasons.
No. You see, he says when the Chasan and Kala get together with the Shoshvinim, they're not considered Osek B'mitzvah. Now we have to explain what that means. You're right. One possibility is that he holds it's not a mitzvah b'chlal. That's harder to say because every indication is that there is a mitzvah. The Gemara in Brachos, the Mechaber, right? Everyone seems to understand that there is a mitzvah being mesameh chasan kala over b'chamisha kolos, right? We saw that yesterday. So it makes more sense to say that there's a mitzvah, but you're not called osei. We'll come back to that in 1 second. But does everyone understand this point? Yeah.
So just
want to repeat
again,
that point?
Yeah. So in the case of the Ran, If you're ready,
in order to say osek,
you have to have started it first.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you've already in the process of sukkahs, and then you do this mitzvah, then you're already osek in the mitzvah.
You should be osek in the mitzvah of sukkah, right?
Right. And is it when you're osek in the mitzvah of sukkahs? It's
not. Be potter.
It's an 8-day osek. It's not.
Yeah, exactly.
1-day.
That's osek. Right. That's what it would
it's
seem
a
that way.
Complete 8-day osek.
It's the miyantif. The yantif is to sit basukos teishu shivas yamin.
Right, because you see if it's...
So the Pal Torah says you sit in the sukkah for 7 days. You sit in the sukkah for 7 days, exactly. It would be, the whole yantif would be called being involved in sukkah. Right, like the Rambam's Lashon and the Pirush HaMishnayos, right, the Rambam's Lashon was, for the whole week you make your house arai, you make the sukkah your place of residence. Right, you redefine yourself for the whole week. So it would seem that for the Ran, you'd have to make sure that I don't say make sure, but in order to say that you're also the mitzvah, you need a case where the wedding took place first.
Why can't you get married after
Yontif? After Yontif, you can.
I mean,
not during Yontif.
Why not?
Because of another concern. It's called Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You can't commingle simchas. You need to enjoy the Simchas Yontif without the adulteration of another.
Yontif is over.
No, Chol Moed also has a din of Yontif. It's Chol or Shel Moed. That's the old question. Is it Moed with a little bit of Chol? Is it Chol with a little bit of Moed? But it definitely has a din of Yontif regarding certain things. You have a Chiv of Basav Yayin. You have to treat it like Yontif. Even though you have a hetter to do malacha, it still has a dinner.
Getting married takes precedence over
What do you mean by taking precedence?
I know, like,
I mean, guy waited this long, he didn't never got no, married, he's getting married today?
No. What's when you're in Nava, you can get married or you can't?
Yeah, the Rambam's lashon is, this is the Mishnah. Kol shevas hayom adam oseh sukaso keva. Inyan keva hu ikar va omud vuhu shiyala kelav hanoyim lasuka yatsi osam bhatsa noa vatova shiyesh eslo yishtadil in the osa viyocha viyishtaba viyishinba viyasim beso kamo beis hashimash vasuka kamo beis hadira. For that whole shivas yamim, he has to relate to the sukkah as his place of residence. Right? So it would be an involvement for the whole week. Bechara. And then earlier Mishnah in Chav Zayin, Rav Elazar Omer Ki Masha Omer Hakasas B'Sukkas Teishu Shivas Yamim Yechayv Adam L'Shtamish B'Sukkah K'Moshe M'Shtamish B'Veisel Tamid Achilasa B'Yom Achilasa B'Layla. That's it. The house has to be your. I mean, the sukkah has to be your house for the whole time. Okay, I think we're a little bit off track. Someone had a question or a comment? No. Yes. So we have two questions now. So there's a distinction between the approach of the Rambam, between the Raivan rather, and the Ran, in terms of when the wedding has to take place in order to avail yourself of the patur. If it's a patur of tsar, it doesn't matter. If it's a patur of osek, it's going to depend on when the wedding took place. But what about the general question on the Raivan? What does the Raivan mean when he says that they're not osek b'mitzvah? What does the Raivan mean when he says you're not osek b'mitzvah?
Now, who's this?
We said that as a difficulty. Right? He says that outright. He says they're not oskim mitzvah. They're not asukim mitzvah. What's the lashon? Lav asukim mitzvah? Yid alaf and beis? Dap arif?
If you explain things correctly,
anyone?
But where is it?
Lav asukim mitzvah in him. Yud Aleph Amin Beis, you're in the right place. That's the lower region of the page. They're not Osik Mitzvah. Why are they Pater? Mishum Mitzvah. The Ilo Chadu, Bahadi Chasin, Kol Zayim, Mitzvah, and Heim Vachasin. Everyone's going to be upset. So, Sam, do you remember the. Do you remember what the. Problems? The issue is over here?
What does he mean?
Exactly. What does he mean? What does he mean they're not involved? So we said the two possible ways of approaching his statement. One approach is to say, well, he means it's not a mitzvah. So if it's not a mitzvah, then there's no osek b'mitzvah, of course. That, we said, is difficult.
No, saying simcha is not a mitzvah?
Yeah, to say simcha is not a mitzvah, then of course it's not osek. That's difficult because every indication is that there's some type of mitzvah. Right? Even the Beis Shmuel that we saw yesterday, who quoted the Prisha, right? The Prisha said that the Chiyuv is only on those people that are at the Suda. Right? But he says from the steam of Saposkim, it's mashma that even people not at the Suda have some form of mitzvah. But no one's saying there's no such thing. So here they're at the Suda now. The Chasan and Kala are together with the Shoshin and the Bnei Chuppah. To say that they're not involved in any mitzvah, that's difficult. So Elamai, what must he mean? It's a mitzvah, but for some reason, while engaging this mitzvah, you're not what? You're not called Oseik B'mitzvah. You're not Oseik B'mitzvah to the extent that we're going to say Oseik B'mitzvah Patam in a mitzvah.
When you say you, the Chasan and Kala?
No, the Chasan and Kala is a separate parasha. Kala doesn't have to sit in the sukkah ever. The Chasan is Patar either because of Tzar or because of Yichud. He's out of the equation now. Now the Shoshvin and the Bnei Achuppah, why are they Patar? So the Ravid says, well, it's not because they're Oseik B'mitzvah, because that's not the case. Right? So what does he mean? What does the Ravid mean? So it sounds like he means that there's a mitzvah, but it's not the type of mitzvah that gives you the basis for saying Oseik B'mitzvah Patar B'mitzvah. Okay, good. Yeah.
That's the opinion we don't want to have to take.
Which one?
That's the weakest of all opinions, is to say that this mitzvah is just a special mitzvah, well, so therefore it's like nothing else, and that's the way we're going to see it. Like, that's the...
Okay, so you'd rather say it's not a mitzvah.
I mean, you can say that about anything.
You'd rather say it's not a mitzvah.
Yeah,
because... Don't you think that's more difficult? You don't think it's more difficult to say it's not a mitzvah?
No, I think it's more difficult to say. Not more difficult, but it's not the...
I'm saying everything that we've seen until now indicates that it is a mitzvah. So now you're going to come across and you come along and say, there's no mitzvah. Now the burden of proof is to say why it's not a mitzvah. How it's not a mitzvah.
But it seems like just to go by the... to look at it and just say, oh, well, this is just a special case and that's it.
We have to explain it. No, but we have to explain that. We have to explain. Yeah. So the Rav asked this kasha. Last night I saw that the Rav asked this kasha. Same kasha we had on the Ravid. He asked a little bit differently, but he had the same kasha. And he wanted to try to explain maybe why the Ravid is taking this approach. So he says... That was actually more than one. Yeah, so we can't just dismiss the Ravid and say, well, he's not really... he's not a heavyweight. No, the Ravid needs to be reckoned with. So, the way it's presented by Rav Reichman in the Shiurim is that the Rav said the following. Okay, the Rav said that maybe what the Ravid means in saying that you're not Oseik the Mitzvah is to say that the nature of this mitzvah is different. Not just to say it's different and leave it at that, but say the nature of this mitzvah is such that it doesn't lend itself to this principle of Oseik the Mitzvah. Why not? So he writes, this is on Daf Tzamach, Tzadi Ches in the Rishimos. B'chor yesh lomar shu sover she mishum mitzvah simchas chasson ein hachasson shoshvin b'chlal osik b'mitzvah patam b'mitzvah memnei she ein l'simcha maisa mitzvah misuyam. Maybe because the mitzvah of simchas chasson and kala doesn't have a specific tzura. It doesn't have a specific formulation. When you're involved in a mitzvah that has a specific formulation, right? Like the case of the Nichama Velam at the Shura or the Kvura. So that's a specific Maisa Mitzvah that I'm engaged in, and therefore I'll say I'm Pata from doing another Mitzvah. Or any of the other cases that we saw. You're Oseik B'Mitzvah, you're Pata Min HaMitzvah. Don't ask me to give Tzedakah now. I'm doing the Maisa Mitzvah of tending to the Aveda. Okay? I'm feeding the animal that I found. So don't ask me now for charity, because I'm involved in a specific Maisa Mitzvah. So he says, when it comes to mitzvahs that have Maisim with a specific pu'ula, like Netilas Lulav, blowing shofar, and the like, where they have a specific mitzvah, so then the involvement in that Maisa Mitzvah paters you midin Oseik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. It's the involvement in the Maisa Mitzvah per se that paters you. Right? But this mitzvah, since it doesn't have a tzura, it doesn't have a form, you can't bring out the rule of Oseik Mitzvah Patar Mitzvah because it doesn't have a specific Maisa. That's what he suggests. But then he says there's a problem with that. But let's just internalize and maybe digest that idea first. All right? Let's just digest that idea. What is he saying? It needs to have a Tzura. No, it's not any Mitzvah. It's a chiddush. Of course, it's a chiddush because without this, we wouldn't say this. But to be osik in a mitzvah stam, that's not enough. Apparently, it's only certain types of mitzvahs that potter me.
He's saying there can't be measurements. Like, because I'm going to say, well, what about the simple sialto or whatever? And you're going to say, well, that has measurement to it.
Well, so, there will be questions on this.
Well, because you have but like,
There will be other questions, but let's just, before we get to the question, let's deal with what.
Do we accept that fact?
Which fact? That there's no specific mitzvah? So that's sort of what we were dealing with yesterday, right? What is the mitzvah? How does one fulfill the mitzvah of being mesameach to chasan kal? So we saw that be'er sheva. We said, you mesameach b'dvarim. You say things to gladden the hearts of the chasan and kala. Ketzav erakhtav from the akala. Omrim kala no v'chasuda. But is that a specific formulation? How you say those words? Let's say you say something else. Right? It doesn't have a specific formulation. You dance. How do you dance? So this guy dances like this. This guy dances an Irish jig. There's no specific maisa per se. You say that's the kima mitzvah. Any of these things that you do to further the simcha, the chasan and kala, is a fulfillment in the mitzvah. Right? It's not like blowing shofar. I could say that's the way you do the mitzvah. Netilas lulav, that's the way you do the mitzvah. Achilas matzah, that's the way you do the mitzvah. Generally speaking, most mitzvahs are pretty clearly defined how you fulfill the mitzvah. But this mitzvah seems to be more general, more abstract, more amorphous. How do you do it? Well, you got to do certain things to further the enjoyment of the chasan and kala. Does everyone understand? So since that's the case, I'll take your question a second. Since that's the case, maybe those types of mitzvahs or such a mitzvah is not included in the category of those mitzvahs which, about which we say, osik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Because when you're involved, I can't say you're involved in the maisa mitzvah. It's only when you're involved in the maisa mitzvah that I'll say osik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Now, where do you know that from? I don't know where you know that from.
But
that.
Okay,
excellent. That's the question. Yeah, yeah. You only want to say that?
Yeah, question. The Ravid, who is saying?
Go ahead. The case that was given in the Gemara, where they don't say.
Good. Exactly. So the Rav himself asked that kasha. The Rav first said, maybe this is the approach to take with the Ravid, but he says, you know what? There's a problem. What's the problem? Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah potters people from sitting in the Sukkah who are Holchei L'Dvar Mitzvah. Holchei B'Dvar Mitzvah.
Well, no, so he's
Pidyon Shvuyim, going to be Mekabo Pnei Rabo, and what was the third case? Going to learn, right? You're going to hear a shir. You're traveling to learn. So all those cases, there's no specific maisa mitzvah per se. They're more abstract. Pidyon Shvuyim is a whole undertaking, and yet you putter all along the way.
Unless you say the Pidyon Shvuyim. The actual maisa, the mitzvah, is when you travel.
No, but there is no maisa. That's the point. You can't point to the maisa mitzvah. The mitzvah is to redeem the captives.
When you're journeying over, it's when you're going to redeem the captives. I'm saying, that would seem like that'd be the way out of it.
But I'm saying, where is the maisa mitzvah? That's a maisa mitzvah? To walk is part of the maisa mitzvah? That's all part of the maisa mitzvah. But I'm not redeeming them right now. My walking is not. Produce, if I stop in the middle, you can tell me I did part of a Maisa Mitzvah and now I stop? I was doing a Maisa Mitzvah and now I stop. A Maisa Mitzvah? You could say it's an Asek. I mean, that we've said until now. It's an involvement. But to say that I'm engaged in a Maisa Mitzvah, that's hard to say.
I got all the other ones. You're traveling.
You're traveling. When are you doing the Maisa? You're doing the Maisa right at the time. You're pulling the guy out of the jail.
Right, but here you're always doing.
Yeah, I think that might be the answer. See, I think that's the answer to this question. The Rav wanted to reject this approach and left it at Tzarech Ian because of these questions. But I think what we said the other day might really be the answer to this question. When the Meiri says that the mitzvah is unlike Kriyat Shema, he says there's no time. There's no time. Someone have the Meiri? Yeah, so the Meiri's Lashon, which we saw previously, was Chasam v'chol shoshvinov, v'chol b'nei ha-chopa, p'tur min ha-sukah, sharei tzarech hu l'sameach, tzarech hu l'smoach im chaveirov, v'chaveirov imo, v'ein simcha el b'chopa. V'tam ha-p'tur kan, midin osik b'mitzvah. Now he acknowledges that there's going to be some questions on that. Right? He knows that you're going to ask some questions. Afal pi sheba inyan kriya shema lo patrinuhu midin osek b'mitzvah. We didn't patr the chasan from kriya shema using this concept of osek b'mitzvah. We didn't say, well, you're involved in being misameach with your b'nei chupa and shoshvinim, so no shema for you. We didn't use that mechanism over there. Mikol mokom, I'll tell you why. Why is that? I'll tell you that shema is different. Kriya shema zmana kavu v'katzar. It has a very set way to be done, and it doesn't take that long. So we can be mechayev to do that. Again, we have to still explain all of what the Meiri is saying, but this is factually what he's saying. Aval simcha ein lozman. Simcha ein lozman. So that's why simcha is going to patur you, because it has no time. Exactly. So what we said yesterday, I think, is the answer to this question. Why is it that it's any different than Pidyon Shvuyim? Why is it different than going to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbah? Or why is it different than guys going on his way to hear the Shir? All those things have no Maisa Mitzvah. Yeah, because it's not simply that it doesn't have a Maisa. It's more in the sense that the obligation is constant. For the full 7 days, right? For the full 7 days, the Rav is saying that I am, as one of the Bnei Chuppah, or one of the Shoshvinim, I am charged with being Mesameach, the Chasan and Kala. Constantly. No, what do you mean?
You're charged. Pidyon Shvuyim, I have to. If you get sent, if you're one of the people that go to Pidyon Shvuyim, wouldn't you say for that full time you're being.
Yeah. Well, one second. But now, we're taking a step further and saying it's not that you're chayev constantly, it's that you're chayev every moment that you're not doing something else. Right? We said the nature of the Talmud Torah. Remember when the Rambam says if you're learning and you have another mitzvah, if the mitzvah can't be done by someone else, you have to stop and do the mitzvah. Hi, what about Osek mitzvah patur and a mitzvah? So we explain that at the time when you have another mitzvah, it's not the time to learn. Right? Just like when it's time to eat, it's not time to learn. When it's time to tend to Yitzrachim, it's not time to learn. When it's time to do another mitzvah, it's not learning time. So we don't say Osek mitzvah. We say you have to do that mitzvah. Right? It's not that the mitzvah trumps the learning, it's that there's no obligation to learn now. So of course you have to do the mitzvah. So I wanted to say that similarly over here, the nature of being misameach is so all-encompassing, it's like the learning. That's my chiv of to be misameach is every moment that I'm not doing something else. So now I have a mitzvah to do? So I'm not, it's not the time to do misameach. It's not the time to be involved in simcha.
So by that thing...
Ein lozman! Ein lozman! When's the time of Talmud Torah? There is no time of Talmud Torah. You have to learn. You have to do Talmud Torah whenever you're not doing something else. When's the time of being Mesameach Chasan and Kala? Whenever you're not doing something else. Now you have to sit in the sukkah. Well, if you have to sit in the sukkah, it's not time to be Mesameach Chasan and Kala. Oh, but now you'll tell me there's another reason why I'm Bipater. Because by forcing me outside and telling me that I really have to sit in the sukkah, because it's the time to do the mitzvah and it's not the time to be Mesameach Chasan and Kala, then I have to tell you that the reason why you Bipater is not because of Osek. What is it? Because of something else. Because of Tzar.
And because you're in Tzar, you're not chayev, and therefore...
That's it. Because of Tzar, you're not chayev. Because of Tzar, you're not chayev. Either because of Teshuv came to do or Tzar. Right, exactly.
What's the other idea
of
Tzar? When we say Tzar, we mean
Teshuv, right? Tzar and Teshuv came to do are related. Yes, right. That's the Ra'ah and the Raivin. But I'm saying it's not Osek. That's what... The Raivin's not saying there's no mitzvah. The right thing is not saying there's no such thing as the mitzvah of being Mesameach Chasan and Kala. He's saying the mitzvah of Simchas Chasan and Kala is not the type of mitzvah that it's not the type of mitzvah for which you could say Osek mitzvah patur mitzvah. Just like you don't say Osek mitzvah patur mitzvah by learning. It's not just that it's an exception. It's the way it's formulated is such that it's sort of constant. Ein lozman, that's the Meiri's lashon. The Meiri's lashon who says that you're potter, he dafka says you're potter because ein lozman. I mean, then you'll have to ask me what's the machlokes? What are they arguing on? Okay, so that, you know, we have to deal with that separately. Now, obviously, the Meiri's understanding it differently, that ein lozman means something else. That it's every minute. Not that it's no time, that it's every time. Right? That every moment you're chayiv to be misameach. So if every moment you're chayiv, then you really are potter.
On Yom Tov, you're not always chayiv to be misameach?
That's what we're suggesting, what the Raivin means. You're not always chayiv. You're only chayiv when you're not doing something else. When you're not... I mean, because the truth is, if this is the case, then you should be potter from other mitzvahs also. Right? I mean, be honest with you, there should be other kashas on the Meiri. Why are you not potter from lulav? You'll tell me osik mitzvah potter mitzvah. So if I'm potter from sukkah kol shiva, I'm potter the whole week, then I should be potter from other mitzvahs also.
Why because of lulav?
If you tell me the reason why I'm potter is because I'm constantly involved in the mitzvah of being mesmei chasen and kala, then any other mitzvah that occurs during the day, I should also be potter from. Why am I not potter from the tilas lulav? You tell me it's daraisa. Okay, so sukkah is daraisa also.
Why?
First day. The guy got married before sukkah. He's potter from sukkah. He should be potter from lulav.
I thought you said before that we must not be talking about the first day.
No, I said fakir. I said the meiri.
Still work.
I said the meiri says you dafka have to be speaking about a case where you got married before the first day. You got married erev yontif.
Okay.
And now sukkah comes along.
So you are talking about
where? Yeah, even the first day where it's daraisa. Exactly. Even where it's daraisa. Now you ask me how the Ravid knows this about the mitzvah of Simchas Chas on the Kaal, that I can't tell you.
Does he have a Mesorah for that?
That's what I said, I don't know.
Could it be either?
There could be other approaches to the Ravid, I'm just trying to make sense of it, and he doesn't really give you any information other than to say that it's not Osik Mitzvah. So, what I think is a bigger Kiddush is to say that it's not a mitzvah. I'm more comfortable saying it's a mitzvah, but for some reason it fails to satisfy the requirements of mitzvahs as Osik Mitzvah, Patva Mitzvah goes. Why? Because you have to tell me something about the nature of the mitzvah. If the nature of the mitzvah is more similar to Talmud Torah than other mitzvahs, then you can understand that.
So the question to an Eri would really be is what is it about sukkah that makes it more
right, why you
excusable to be putter from sukkah as opposed to any other mitzvah?
That's one of the questions you have to ask on the Meiri. Another question you have to ask on the Meiri is why you putter throughout the entire day? Right? Hochei Derochim, for example, the guy's traveling by day, he's not putter at night. Why is it any different? Why should he be putter at night? Chasan and Kala go to sleep.
We say that at any point.
Any point they might get up and have to miss
a man. That's the whole explanation we gave, is that he is always, unless he's in the action of doing something, he always has that mitzvah upon him.
Right. His lashon was, Hoyel v'itzumo shel yom peturin, nasa mi'ikaro poter birushos. Even though during in the early morning hours and the late night hours is not the zman of simcha, eino zman simcha. Now the question, what does that mean? Why is it not the zman of simcha? Now apparently the Meiri is identifying certain times in the day when it's just not shaykh to have simchas chasan and kal. I mean, that we'll have to explore further. He takes that up later. You know, that might answer some of the questions, why not putter from other mitzvahs? Right? Why aren't you putter from other mitzvahs? Well, because those mitzvahs take place at a time when it's not the zman of simcha. When is the zman of simcha? In the middle of the day.
So does the Meiri holds that if the chassan goes to the bathroom, okay?
Right.
That...
No, you're still putter.
You're still putter.
That's what I'm saying. This is what he's... This is his lashon. Ho'il v'itzumo shel yom peturin, since the day itself basically is a day in which he's potter. Nasa mi'ikaro poter birushas. The whole day becomes a potter. I mean, that's the big chiddush over here, which needs to be understood. But he's saying, since the majority of the day is potter, so therefore you potter the whole day, but he's saying, since the day is inherently a day where there is a patur, the day itself becomes a day of patur. But this other idea about there being certain times that are not times for simcha, that's also significant. And that, I think, might speak to the reason why you're not putter from davening. No, he doesn't say you're putter from tefillah, you're not putter from tefillin, you're not putter from any other mitzvah that's going to take place during the day. Why? Because those times are not the zman of simcha.
If you're going to free a captive, you're putter from sukkah, right?
Putter, yeah.
So it's the same thing with the
French. Right, so I'm trying to distinguish between two cases. The case of Pidyon Shvuyim,
you have the option to sit in sukkah if you're doing that?
I mean, are you allowed to?
Yeah.
So I think we saw that's according to some that it would not be a kima mitzvah. Some say you would not be fulfilling a mitzvah if you did that.
So you're not really allowed to?
Well, especially if sitting in the sukkah is going to interfere with your performance of the other.
But if you decide you want to,
Right, at night. You want to do, let's say, at night.
Yeah.
When you really putter.
Yeah.
So that's a question now. If you're exempt and you're doing when you're exempt, would you be fulfilling a mitzvah?
With these friends also, do they have the option to sleep in the sukkah?
So if they're really if the ravid is right that they're mitzta'er, then they're sitting in the sukkah when it's not a fulfillment for them. It would not be fulfillment to sitting in the sukkah when you're mitzta'er. Guy sitting in the sukkah, he's sweltering hot. It's not like sitting in. It's not like
no, but the groom have
right,
gone to sleep. And
so they're not mitzta'er then anymore. You mean it's a time when they're not mitzta'er.
Yeah, now they want to sleep.
That's what I'm saying. That's another. I think it's gonna be another nafkami between the ravid and the meiri.
But I mean, I don't see the difference between the freeing the captive and.
Once the ravid says it's not osik mitzvah patim and mitzvah, he of necessity now he has to come up with a new reason. Because the Gemara already said the Shoshvi and the Mnei Chup are a potter.
And so what's the dream?
Because by separating them, you're going to cause them tsar. And a mitzvah is potter from the sukkah. All right. Tomorrow, we'll move on. We'll go to discuss the yichud and the tsar chasson. We'll try to discuss those two issues. What kind of yichud is there over here? And what's the Sar Chasson? How does that work out? Okay? So again, my impassioned plea, if everyone could try to make a concerted effort to be more timely, be more vigilant, I think it'll be benefit everyone.